On Thursdays, we read from your email, and we're going to start with feedback on Michel's interview with Tom Juno. He's written a profile of John Walker Lind for Esquire magazine. Lind was captured fighting with the Taliban in Afghanistan, and he's now serving a federal prison sentence.
"This story made me furious," writes Adam Taylor of Nashville, Tennessee. "Mr. Juno doesn't think that America and Islam can coexist. I teach high school, and every day in class I have students who are Muslim and Christian sitting side by side, cracking jokes with each other while I try to teach. Coexisting means living together in harmony. No, we're not going to live in harmony with individuals carrying grenades, whether they're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, or any other religion. You cannot coexist with someone who's trying to kill you. It doesn't matter what they believe."
Matthew Newton from Ackworth, Georgia, was upset for different reasons. "My disappointment with All Things Considered is twofold," he writes. "First of all, the assumption that John Lind, a jihadist and advocate of the Taliban, is a true sample of Muslims in America is both irresponsible and insulting. The differences between John Lind's beliefs and those of the majority of American Muslims should have been delineated. Secondly, I'm saddened that Tom Juno's sympathy towards John Lind's pious lifestyle was left completely unchecked."
On to our story about the impact of cuts in Tennessee's health care program for the poor. NPR's Julie Rovner introduced us to Linda Warner, a woman who goes without some medicine because the program won't cover it.
Amy Parilli of Telford, Pennsylvania writes, "I was horrified to hear the choices presented to Linda. As a healthcare worker, it is a fundamental and personal oath to first do no harm."
Kelly Checkitz lives in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and writes, "I've listened to many of the debates on both sides of the fence. Your reporting on this subject is very insightful, but it seems so one-sided. Though some people have suffered because of the cuts, many more have benefited and will benefit."
Annika O'Hara of Wheaton, Maryland writes, "I was caught in a rainstorm on my way home this afternoon listening to Michel Norris's fascinating story on poverty, hunger, and now obesity in the Mississippi Delta. Thanks for a gripping story told with sensitivity in a non-judgmental way."
And finally, a comment from a man whose self-image was totally changed by this piece of tape. It's from a meeting of comic greeting card writers at Shoebox Greetings.
"Another birthday, huh? So have you reached the age yet where you set your alarm to wake up to public radio?"
Eric Anderson of Bremerton, Washington writes, "I try to be cool. I take my kids on motorcycle rides. I teach them how to cook. But it's all over. Last year, at the ripe old age of 35, I did in fact change my alarm to wake me with NPR. Judging by the look my 11-year-old daughter gave me as we listened to your story, I'm no longer young, and I'm no longer cool."
But you can still write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.